Had there been a threat that required action by anybody in the government, I would have dealt with it. In other words, had they come up and said, this is where we see something happening, you can rest assured that the people of this government would have responded, and responded in a forceful way. I mean, one of the things about Elizabeth's question was, I stepped back and I've asked myself a lot, is there anything we could have done to stop the attacks? Of course I've asked that question, as have many people of my government. Nobody wants this to happen to America. And the answer is that had I had any inkling whatsoever that the people were going to fly airplanes into buildings, we would have moved heaven and earth to save the country.
A previously undisclosed report from the 9/11 Commission has found that federal aviation officials had received dozens of intelligence reports in the months after the September 11th attacks, specifically warning of the threat posed by Al-Qaeda. Despite the warnings, the FAA did little in response to beef up security. Up until now, the White House had blocked the release of the report that was completed in August, more than 2 months before the November election. The FAA considered the threat serious enough in the months before September 11th that the agency distributed a CD-ROM to airlines and airports that cited the possibility of suicide hijackings.
Had I had any inkling whatsoever that the people were going to fly airplanes into buildings?
And I ask you whether you recall the title of that PDP.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
Had I had any inkling,
it did not warn of attacks inside the United States. It was historical information.
Dozens of intelligence reports specifically warning of the threat posed by Al-Qaeda.
In the memorandum that Dick Clark sent me on January 25th, he mentions sleeper cells. There is no mention or recommendation of anything that needs to be done about them.
Had I had any inkling whatsoever that the people were going to fly airplanes into buildings,
a CD-ROM to airlines and airports that cited the possibility of suicide hijackings.
And I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. And I said, it must have been a horrible accident.
The title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
When my executive assistant handed me a note that said that a plane had hit the World Trade Center, and my first thought was, what a terrible accident. And I called the president, and he said essentially the same thing. He was in Florida. He said, what a terrible accident.
But what of Al-Qaeda? What of terrorism? How much of a priority was it for the president?
He made clear to us that he did not want to respond to Al-Qaeda one attack at a time. He told me he was tired of swatting flies. Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
Dozens of intelligence reports specifically warning of the threat posed by Al-Qaeda.
Dick Clark sent me on January 25th. He mentions sleeper cells.
CD-ROM to airlines and airports that cited the possibility of suicide hijackings.
I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
My first thought was, what a terrible accident.
Despite the warnings, the FAA did little in response to beef up security.
We were not presented with a plan.
That's not true.
We were presented with a series of actionable items having to do with Uzbekistan, Northern Alliance.
Let me move to another area.
Hey, it was a series of actionable items listed together on a piece of paper. That's not a plan. In conclusion, Dr. Rice, does the buck stop anywhere near you?
I didn't manage the domestic agencies. No national security advisor does. The FBI was pursuing it. We were in office 233 days. The responsibility for the FBI to do what it was asked was the FBI's responsibility. Inside arrangements for the FAA are not really in my... It was their responsibility. In the memorandum that Dick Clark sent me on January 25th, he mentions sleeper cells. There is no mention or recommendation of anything that needs to be done about them.
As Secretary of Defense, do you have any sense of failure concerning what happened on 9/11?
Well, I hate to separate myself as Secretary of Defense. Department of Defense, of course, is oriented to external threats. This was a domestic airplane that was operated by people who are in the United States against a United States target, which makes it a law enforcement issue.
Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
Dozens of intelligence reports specifically warning of the threat posed by al-Qaeda.
He texted me on January 25th. He mentions sleeper cells.
Easy ROM to airlines and airports that cited the possibility of suicide hijackings.
Issue. This was a domestic airplane, which makes it a law enforcement issue.
Will you testify before the commission?
This commission? You know, I don't testify. I mean, I'd be glad to visit with them. I'd be glad to share with them knowledge.
Let's see here. Hold on. Michael.
Why are you and the Vice President insisting on appearing together before the 9-11 Commission?
Because the 9-11 Commission wants to ask us questions. That's why we're meeting, and I look forward to meeting with them and answering their questions.
Why you're appearing together rather than separately, which was their request?
Because it's a good chance for both of us to answer questions that the 9-11 Commission is looking forward to asking us, and I'm looking forward to answering them.
Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
Dozens of intelligence reports specifically warning of the threat posed by al-Qaeda.
He texted me on January 25th. He mentions sleeper cells.
Nobody wants airlines and airports that cited the possibility of suicide hijackings.
Whatsoever. I said, there's one terrible pilot.
And my first thought was, what a terrible accident.
Now, I was campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
Nobody wants this to happen to America.
Get the trifecta.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, about Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.